We are in chapter 20 of Canto 3. So there is no mic today, you can come.
All come right. In front. Mic nahi aaj Ravila ji.
So Vidur ji asks Maitri ji about how the creation came into existence, and Maitri ji said, first of all, Brahma ji created ignorance, avidya. Avidya is five types, and this five type is there in all jiva. All jiva are covered by avidya, and avidya is of five type. First is tamisra. Tamisra means anger, that is dvesa. Second is andhatamisra, that is abhinivesh, fear of death. Then third is tamasa, which is avidya. It is ignorance about your own true nature, your own self. And fourth is moha, asmita, that is self-identification with the body. And mahamoha is a craving for enjoyment, accumulation, that is rag. So the same thing in Patanjali Yoga Sutra, it is said, avidya asmita rag desa abhinivesaha klesaha. So these are the five types of ignorance, and we all are covered by this. We all have this five. Okay. So not being pleased with the creation of the forms of ignorance, he abandoned the body. He abandoned the body means he abandoned the thought. Many times in this chapter you will find the Brahmaji is abandoning body. So we have to understand that abandoning body is not abandoning gross body. It is not abandoning subtle body also. It is just abandoning thought. So whole creation you will find, if the conception is clear, that whole creation is only by sankalpa Brahmaji. Sankalpa Brahmaji. A thought comes and the creation is there. Then after that, when the bad creation is there, then he leaves their thought. But somebody other accepted. So these type of things are going to come in this chapter. So not being pleased with this creation of the forms of ignorance, he abandoned the body, mood of mind, with which he performed this five creation. Yaksha Rakshas sprang for possession of the body, which continued to exist in the form of night. So that thought became night, and Yaksha and Rakshas, they caught hold of that night. Night is the source of hunger and thirst. So this much we have seen in our last class. Now verse number 20.
Shutrityam upasrishtaste tam jagdhuma vidudrubhu ma rakshatainam jaksha rakshadvam ittu chushutridarditaha.
Chutridabhyam, hunger and thirst. Chut, hunger. Trid, thirst. Atmanah, his own kayam, body, na abhinanda, navi abhinanda, not pleased, astomamam, made of ignorance. Sorry, it we are seeing 20. Chutridabhyam upasrishtaste, hunger and thirst were overcome. Tam, them, jagadnu abhidudruva. Jagadnu means eat, to eat. Abhudra, they ran. They ran. Mam rakshataina jakshava. Mam, do not spare him. Who is saying? Yaksh and Rakshas are saying. Whom? To Brahmaji. There is nothing else is there. And hunger and thirst has come. So what to do? They ran. Yakshas, Rakshas ran to Brahmaji. For what? For eating him. So first non-veg meal. Are you getting it? Yaksha and Rakshas. Maharachatanya, do not spare him and eat him. Thus said, Chut Trid Ardita. Chut Trid Ardita means those who were afflicted with hunger and thirst. So who we are afflicted with the hunger and thirst? Yaksha and Rakshas.
Who is Yaksha and who is Raksha? We'll see. It is going to come. So Yaksha and Rakshas, they ran to what? Brahmaji, and said, don't spare him, eat him up.
Brahmaji koi khane chale gaye.
Wait a minute. In the world also, somewhere you'll find such uncivilized society. There you'll find the people killing their own grandfather and hold a feast by roasting the body of grandfather. There are some places where it happens. So those people are yaksha and rakshas. Okay, verse 21.
Devastanaha samvignaha mamam jakshata rakshata aho me yaksha rakshansi prajayuyam vibhuvitha.
Deva means Brahmaji. Brahmaji tan aha. Tan means yaksha and rakshas. Aha means he said. Brahmaji said to yaksha and rakshas, samvigno. How was he with that? Anxious. Those people are coming toward Brahmaji to eat him. He was anxious. Ma means do not. Mam, do not eat me. Mam, do not eat me. Jakshata, rakshata. But protect me. Don't eat me. You protect me. Aho me yaksha rakshansi praja. You are born. You are born from my mind. You are my son. You are my praja. I am your father. You should not eat me. You. Babuvitha means you were born from me. So don't eat me, you should protect me. Brahmaji is telling
Yaksha and
Rakshas. So Yaksha and Rakshas said, spare him not and eat him up. This is two sentences they said. So those who said that he should be eaten, they are Yaksha. Those who said that Brahmaji should be eaten, they are yaksha. Those who said he should not be protected, they are rakshas. Yaksha, those who said, don't spare him, eat him up. They are called yaksha. And who are the rakshas? Those who said he should not be protected. Father should not be protected. Such uncivilized men still exist scattered over the world. They are born of ignorance. Because of their behavior, they are called rakshas, or if they are man-eater, they are yaksha. 22.
Devata prabhayaya divyan pramukhato srijata te aharshur devayantah vishishtam tam pravamah.
Devataha. Now these were the asur, yaksha and rakshas were the asur. Now another devta, how they came into existence, devta prabhaya with the glory of light, yaya toj with dibyan means shining light, pramukta chiefly asrijat. Asrijat is created. Brahmaji created from his illumination, from his light, devtas. Light represents knowledge, represents sattva-guna. And yaksha and rakshas came from rajo-guna. Refer to verse number 13, Raja Pradhan. When Brahmaji was in the mode of rajas, then he created all these things. When he was in the sattva, he created devata. Te, aharsu. Aharsu means they took possession. Devayantaha, they were active. Visrishtam. Separate. The moment that thought came out from the mind of Brahmaji, Brahmaji left that thought also. Now another thought will come. So the thought which came in the mode of sattva, at that time devtas were born. Ta prabham ahe. Prabham aham is day. That become day, and that day represents light. Light represents devta. So whatever he created by his body of luster, sattva, They were Devata and they took up this body of day when he abandoned it and rejoiced. So demons came out in the night. And the night represents hunger and thirst. Devata came out in the daytime. Devata represents Satvagun. Yaksha and Rakshas are born with the quality of ignorance, tamas. Whereas the devatas are born with the quality of sattva. This way we have to derive from each verse. Next.
Devo devan jaghanatah srijati smati lo lupan tayenam lo lupataya maithunaya bhite dire.
Deva, deva here means Brahmaji. Then he created adev. Adev means asur, other than devata. Dev, adev. If you break that word, it will become adev. Adev means one who is not God. That means one who is reveling in
sense
object, asura. Adev means asura. Then anjaganatah, anjaganatah from his hip, from his thigh. Srijati gave birth. Sma atilolupan, atilopan excessively fond of kamvasna. Another creation came, that is asur. Te, they, enam, lot, loluptaya, with the lust, maithunaya, abhipedire, and they approached again Brahmaji with their kaam vasana. Nobody else is there. Asur is there. Asur are created, and they have created from the thigh. They have got the kaam vasana. How to exhaust kaam vasana? Nobody else is there. They ran to Brahmaji or Kamvasana. And these asur who thus approached him, Brahma at first laughed. And then when they persisted, he became angry. Brahmaji became angry. And when he found them determined, he got frightened and ran in great haste. Brahmaji is now running. It is his creation. Everything is coming from Sankalpa. They ran. So demons with the kaam vasana have no respect for their father. The best policy of saintly father is to leave such demonic sons. Then what happened? What Brahmaji did? Verse number 25.
Saupavrajya varadam prapannartiharam harim anugrahaya bhaktanam anurupatma darshanam.
Sa is Brahma. 25. No, we will be leaving some. I want to complete this chapter. I have covered the 23rd and 24th. Now 25. Some of the section of this chapter I don't want to discuss. I will tell you. Sa upavrajya, sa means Brahma, upavrajya, approaching, varada, one who gives the boons, prapanna artiharam, who surrenders. Artiharam means remover of all distress, harim. So Brahmaji ran to Hari. Who is Hari? He gives blessings, he removes all sorrows. So Brahmaji went to Hari. Anugrahaya, by showing mercy, bhaktanam, all the devotees. Anurup atma darsanam, and he takes suitable forms, and many forms he takes. According to the requirement of bhakta, he will take form. Okay, so Brahmaji approaches Sri Hari, who removes the suffering of his devotees, and who assumes different form for the blessing of such bhakta. Bhaktanam anurup atma darsanam means Lord of millions, Lord has millions of forms. And he take, like the in ocean you will find millions of waves. Similarly, it is said Lord takes millions of avatars. Millions of avatars for different bhakta, he will take different form. So for Hanumanji, he took avatar of Ram. For us, Radha Krishna. Or if you go to Dwarka, the devotee there, they have got Rukmani and Krishna. See? So as per the devotee's requirement, he takes the form. So Brahmaji went to Hari for help. Then what did he say? 26 it is said, and he said to him, O Lord, protect me from these sinful demons who were created by me under your order. Under your order, Sri Hari means Narayan, Paramatma. Narayan out of the navel of Vishnu, Brahmaji has come, and Narayan has said, now you go and create the world. The creation you have said, so I have created these demons, and under your order, now they are threatening me with the kama vasana. What is this? Since you all are adult, let me tell you, the homosexuality started here. Then, my Lord, you are the only one capable of ending in the affliction of the distressed and inflicting agony on those who never resort to your feet. So, Lord has got two functions. In verse number 27, it is said, give protection to the person who seeks shelter. So, Lord, Paramatma, Sri Hari has got two functions. Those who surrender, he will protect. And give trouble to Asur. Maya gives trouble to Asur. In Gita also, yada yada hi dharma se glani bhavati. Same thing is there. To protect the dharma, to protect the sadhu, he is there. And to destroy those who are adharmic, unrighteous, he does. Same thing is said here also. Next, 28.
Sobadharyasya karpanyam vivittadhyatma darshanah vimunchatma tanum ghoram ittukto vimumochah.
Sam is Hari. Well, Narayan is now saying, abadhaya asya, abadhaya na perceiving. Asya means Brahmaji. He is seeing Brahmaji. He is perceiving Brahmaji. Karpanyam. Karpanyam in distress. He is seeing Brahmaji. He has come to Bhagwan Hari and Brahmaji is in distress. Vivikta adhyatma darsanam. Vivikta means without any doubt. Adhyatma darsanam. Adhyatma darsanam. Lord is able to see the mind of Brahmaji. Which Lord? Narayan is able to see the mind of Brahmaji. Adhyatma darsanam. Vimuncha atma tanu. Cast off your body. Vimuncha. Cast off. Atma tanu. Tanu means your body. Again, here tanu does not mean gross body. It does not mean subtle body. It means only thought. Remove this thought. Vimuncha atma tanu ghoram ityukto vimumochaha. And he commanded and Brahmaji threw it off. He took it out. That thought, he took it out. So the Lord, who can distinctly see the minds of others, perceived the Brahma's distress and said to him, cast off this impure body of yours. Thus commanded by the Lord, Brahma cast off the body. Many times he is going to cast his body. It is only...
Everything, Srishti, whatever is there, just...
It's just by kalpana. It is all coming from the kalpana. Everything is made by asur or demon, yaksha, rakshas. Later on, he will create Gandharva and Apsara, Pitragan. Everything is going to come. It's all creation of Lord only. Bhut Pishach, he will create. It's going to come in this chapter. So he is creating one after another. So how Lord can see everybody's mind? Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta. In each and every being, he is seated there. Therefore, he is able to see all thoughts of all beings, whether you express it or you don't express it. So, Brahmaji is seeing every thought. How? Thought is not. Who is illuminating? Consciousness is illuminating. So, consciousness is able to see every thought. Whether you express it or you don't, it doesn't matter. And that is without doubt. No doubt there was in the mind of Hari. that he is distressed. Okay. When these things were being created, at that time his mode of mind was rajasic. Already I have mentioned in sloka number 13, Raja Pradhan. And if the child depends on the condition of the parents at the time of conception. We have got Garbhadhan Sanskar. What is that Garbhadhan Sanskar? Purification of mind, sanctifying mind. Sanctifying mind means what? A mind which is very rajasic. By puja you make it sattvic. After that, whatever santan comes, that will be sattvic. That will be devotee. They will not be asura. They will not be asura. I hope you are understanding. The state of mind at the time of conception is transferred to child. So what happened then? When this was cast off, then asur, this took the form, when this thought was given up by Brahmaji, at that time it took the form of a twilight evening. And this is compared as a beautiful woman and superimposed all beauty for kama vasana. They are ignorant. Those who are ignorant, they indulge in it. So all beautiful women are modification of flesh and blood. It is maya. Jnani knows it and he never indulges in that. Ajnani, they are all caught in it. Now the description of this beautiful woman, his body and his actions and all that is from verse number 29 to 37 that we will skip. You can read at your home. Okay. Now after 37, we'll see 38.
Prahasya bhava gambhiram jigrantyatmanam atmana kantya sasarja bhagavan gandharva apsarasam ganan.
So what already has been created? Yaksha and rakshas created. Then this asur with the kam vasana, this is created. Now comes the prahasya bhava gambhiram. That chapter is over. Now the Brahma is smiling. Prahasya bhava gambhiram. Prahasya means smiling. Bhava gambhiram with a deep purpose. Jigranti atma, atmanam atmana. Jigranti means understanding himself by himself. Kantaya by his loveliness. Sasarja he created. Bhagwan. Who is that Bhagwan? Brahma. What he created? Gandharva apsarasan ganan. Ganan means host, not one. So he created Gandharva and Apsara. Who is Gandharva? Celestial musicians. There are Manusya Gandharva and Deva Gandharva. Manusya Gandharva, those we sing here, those who are in the music line, they are Manusya Gandharva. Their joy is much, much better than others' joys. We get joys out of object, emotions and thought. But Manusya Gandharva, they get joy out of the singing. That is, that joy is much, much better than the joy of object, emotions and thought. But Dev Gandharvas, they are even better than, 100 times better than Manusya Gandharva. So these Gandharva and Apsaraj, beautiful Apsaraj, were created by Brahmaji. So next with a smile, a deep significance, Brahma created Gandharva and beautiful Apsaraj. He then abandoned that body of his brilliant and present like moonlight. Vishwasu and other leading Gandharva adopted that body. In verse number 39, when he left that thought, Gandharva and Apsara, they took it. 40. Next verse, 40.
Srishtva bhuta pisha chamscha Bhagavan atma tandrina digvasa sumukta keshan Viksha chami layadrisho.
Srishtva created Bhuta Pisach. Who created? Brahmaji created. So on one side he is creating Gandharva and Apsara. On other side, Bhut and Pisach. Only a thought came and they were created. Bhut Pisach. Bhagavan Atma Tandrita. Tandrita means in his laziness. What was his mode? You see, each and every creation, it is showing his mood of mind. What was the mood of Tandrita? Laziness at that time. Bhut Pisach. And when... Tamasik. And Digavasaso. Digavasaso. Dig means? Without any clothes. That means naked. So Bhut Pisach are naked. Mukta Kesan. And hairs disabled, not gone. Yeah, disabled. Mukta Kesan. Which means seeing. Cha a milayat drisau. Brahmaji closed his eyes. ये क्या देख रहे हैं भूत विसाज एंड ऑल दोज नेकेड तो ही क्लोज ही जाए सो ब्रह्मा नेक्स्ट इवॉल्व फ्रॉम हिज स्लॉथ लेजीनेस द भूत विसाज घोस्ट एंड फियंस बट ही क्लोज ही जाए व्हेन ही सॉ देम स्टैंड नेकेड विद द रेयर स्कैटर्ड सो भूत विसाज आर क्रिएशन ऑफ ब्रह्मा दे आर नॉट फॉल्स दे आर देयर दे आर नॉट फॉल्स दे आर फॉर गिविंग मिजरीज टू जीव They give miseries to Jeev. It is considered that they are created under the instruction of Paramatma. Mahatma, they say, this was also instruction of Paramatma, Narayan, Srihari, that you create Bhut and Pisach. How they give trouble? It will come in the next slok, yes, 41.
Jadvihustadvishtamtam Jrimhanakhyam tanum prabhu nidravindriya vikledah raya bhuteshu drishyate yena uchishtan darshayanti tamunmadam prachakshate.
Bhut Pisach took possession of the body thrown up in the form of yawning by Brahma. Thrown up body means thrown thought. He left the thought. And when was that? In the form of yawning by Brahma. Earlier he was lazy. Now he And at that time, the creator of the dust. This is also known as sleep which causes drooling. Bhut Pisach attack men who are impure and their attack is spoken of as insanity. Insanity means unmad, madness. So whenever there is some mad person we say usko bhoot lag gaya hai. Some people say na bhoot lag gaya hai. So how they torment Jeev? Make him unmad. Okay. So this disease of insanity or haunting by ghosts takes place when body is not clean. This is the one condition required. If Jeev is not clean, then Bhut Pisach will come. Sleep that causes drooling is unclean state. What is drooling? In sleep, saliva is coming out. That is unclean state. Ghosts attack at that time.
Urjaswantam manyamana atmanam bhagavanajah sadhyan ganan pitri ganan parokshena srijat prabhu.
Now, assuming now the energetic mood, the different mood, laziness, yawning, now it is energetic mood. Brahma created sadhyan, celestial being, sadhyan, and pitri ganan. Pitars, who have invisible form. When our fathers or forefathers, they go, they become all pitraganas. There is no form. Pitraganan. So sadhyan and pitraganan are invisible form of departed souls. They are also created by Brahmaji. Sadhyan means celestial being. Pitriganan, our fathers, forefathers, they are all Pitriganas. They are also created by Brahmaji. 43.
Ta atma sargam tam kayam pitara pratipedire sadhibhyascha pitribhyascha kavayo yadvitanvate.
The pitra and sadhya adopted as body that mood of Brahma from which they were born. So those who perform rituals offer habhya and kavya. There are two types of people. One is sadhyan, other is pitraganan in the previous slok. So for them, two types of offerings are done. One is the habhya. For celestial being, we give habhya. And kavya for the pitra, departed soul. When we offer something in a sradhya, it is called kavya. Kavya is meant for pitragana, departed soul. And habhya is considered for, given for celestial being. Habhya and kavya to the sadhya and pitra respectively on occasion of sradhya. So sradhya is prescribed in our Veda. It should be done by the descendants for the ancestors. It is offering of oblation to departed soul. Because of their freak nature, they may not get gross body. Pitriganan, when they go, after that they may not get body. But if we do sradhya, then they will get a gross body. Sradhya means what? It is an offering to Lord Vishnu. In Gaya, what we do? To Lord Vishnu, we offer the prasad. So Vishnu gets pleased and give body. Okay, usko chhod do, give him a body. So that person gets a gross body. But what happens, unfortunately, after getting the body, they, under the spell of Maya, forget the purpose of life. Again, they start reveling in OET after getting body. The purpose of this life is to know God, to realize your own true nature. The moment a person is born, bas bhul gaya, what is the purpose? And then after that, they go on in the cycle of birth and death. They indulge in the sense gratification, which leads to again invisible body. After death, again pitragan you become. Then again your descendant will do the sraddha. Again you will get a body. So this cycle continues. Some Mahatma say that a bhakta need not do the sraddha. Some Mahatma say. Like in the case of Prahlad. In the case of Prahlad, he requested Lord to liberate his father. In spite of all that what he has done for, done to Prahlad, Prahlad still said, please liberate my father. Achha, liberation ho gaya, then after that there is no question of Srat. Khatam ho gaya. Because bhakti, when bhakti is blessed by the Lord, then it is said the 14 generations, they are all liberated. So no question of Srad. So in the case of Bhakta, no question of Srad. Therefore, we should all become the Bhakta of Bhagwan Radha Krishna. Become a devotee of your own Isht Devta.
Siddhan Vidyadharam Shaiva Tirodhanena Sosrijata Tebhyodadatam Atmanam Antardhyanakyam Adbhutam.
He created Siddha and Vidyadhar by his power of invisibility. He gave them this body of his with the power of invisibility. Antardhan means that these living creatures can be perceived to be present, but they cannot be seen by vision. So Siddha and Vidyadhar, these are another types of creation by Brahmaji. They are there, but we cannot perceive them. That also was created by Brahmaji. Achha. Next, 45.
Sakinnaran kim purushan pratyatmena srijat prabhu manayannatmanatmanam atmabhasam vilokayan.
He created kinnar and kim purush out of his own reflection. Kinnar, who is kinnar? I told you once. Kinnar. neutral gender. Kinnar. And what, who is a Kimpurus? A low man, a mystical being with a human head and the form of a horse is Kimpurus. Kinnar and Kimpurus. He created Kinnar and Kimpurus, and they took possession of that shadowy form led by Brahma. So Brahma left this thought also. That is why they and their spouses sing his praises by recounting his exploits at every day break. So they sing the glory of Brahmaji. 47.
Sargenupachite krodhat utsasarjah tadvapuhu yehi antamutakesha.
No, Dehena.
Dehena vai bhogavata shayano bahu chintaya sargenu pachite krodhat utsasarjah tadvapuhu.
Dehena by body vai bhagavata stretching full shayano. Now he is angry, you know, Brahmaji, with all these creations of things are coming, he is angry, so lying down. He tadvapu, that body, then ye ahiyanta mutaha, ahiyanta muta kesa ayas te anga jaggire. Then, when he was lying down angrily, some of the hairs from his body fell down. You know what happened with that? He said, once Brahmaji lay down in anger with his body stretched at full length, he was worried because the creation was not progressing well. He gave up that body also. O Vidur, verse number 48. O Vidur, the hair that dropped from that body transformed into snakes. Dekho, these are all kahani, you know. These are all mystical things. The whole idea is that he created everything. And that whole everything is a creation by sankalp only. Only by thought. Now you might be wondering how with a thought a creation can come into existence. We all create.
Oh, that's illusion, Maya.
We all create. In dream state, do we not create everything? Devata, Asur, Nag, and a Sarp, everything comes in dream. Is it not so? Who created it? It is thought only.
Just drop the thought basically.
Thought only. So, Bhut, Pisat, everything we see in dream.
I have one question. What was Brahmaji's mode of thinking when Vidyadhar.
His power of invisibility. 44, it is the power of invisibility. His power of invisibility, from that it came.
So
it is Rajas. All these are in Rajagun coming. In some time only the Devta came in the Sattagun. Again it is Rajagun going on. Now 49 to 53 about Manu and Satrupa.
Satmanam manyamanah kritakrityam ivatmabhu tadamanun sasarjante manasaloka bhavanan.
When after all the Brahma considered himself self-satisfied and became peaceful, there emerged from his mind the Manu capable of populating world. You see, from the Rajas mode, now it is coming to Satva mode. His mind has become peaceful. So note the state of mind of Brahmaji, peaceful. With peaceful mind he created Manu. If we do anything with the agitated mind, it will be agitated action. If we do anything with the peaceful mind, action result will be good. It will help others also. So the mode of mind is very, very important in any creation. Here it is clearly said, Sa Atmanam Manyamanah. Brahma Sam is Brahma, Atmanam himself, Manyamanah, considering Kritra Kritam Iva Atmabhu. He was accomplished. Whatever is to be done, now it is done. Kritya Kritya, accomplished whatever is done, Atmanabhu, as he born from the Supreme Tada. Then Manun Sasarja, Manu and Satrupa, Manu Sasarja, he created Ante in the end. After all this creation came, Manu, the human form is coming. Manasa, from mind, Lok Bhavanan, promoting the welfare of the world. So Manu also came from mind, a thought only. 50.
Tebhya sotya srijat sviyam puram purusham atmavan tan drishtvaye pura srishtaha prashasam suprajapatim.
Brahma gave his own man-like body to Manu. All prior creatures, Gandharva, etc., congratulated now. Brahmaji has given now this form to Manu, his own form. Earlier were not human forms. So therefore, all the creatures, they congratulated Brahmaji on having created Manu in the form of man. Who is Manu? What is the meaning of Manu? Mananatmakam Manu. Mananatmakam Manu. Or Vicharatmakam Manu. One who can do Vichar. Vichar means who can discriminate. His wife was Satrupa. Satrupa means what? Shraddharupa. Satrupa stands for Shraddha. So creation of human being is based on Vichar and Shraddha. We all have got Vichar and Shraddha. We accept our father and mother because of Shraddha. We don't know, but others say, he is your father, she is your mother. It is Shraddha Rupa. And we have Shraddha, therefore we take medicine from doctor also. So Shraddha is there. Next, 51.
Tapasa vidyaya yuktah yogena susamadhina rishin rishi rishi keshah sasarjabhi mata prajaha.
51.
Okay. Aho etat jagat srishtah sukritam vatate kritam pratishthita kriya yasmin sakam annamadamahe.
They said, O creator of the world, you have done well in creating the body of man. In this body, which is capable of collecting all materials for sacrifices like Agnihotra and of performing of yajna, we shall all recite and enjoy parts of sacrifice due to us. So they all are praising Brahmaji for the human form. And in human form, Sahayagya Prajasrishtra Puro Vacha Prajapati, in Bhagavad Gita also it is said, Prajapati Brahmaji created the human form with the Yajna Rupa, with the Yajna, Sahayagya Prajasrishtra. So we all are created with the Yajna spirit. What is the Yajna spirit? What is Yajna?
Worship.
Yajna means fire rituals. So what we do in the yajna, we put oblation. When we put oblation, we say, O Lord, this is for you, not for me. So he said, he has created human being with that spirit of yajna. So what we are supposed to do, we should worship Lord with our action. But we don't do that. We don't do that. If we do yajna, what will happen? There will be abhyudaya and nisrayas. Abhyudaya means material gain. Nisrayas means mukti. Both things will happen. So all our actions should be for the happiness of Lord. Then there will be material growth and spiritual growth. Unless we do that, there is no question of moksha. So therefore, we have to do karma yoga, please the Lord, get the moksha. In only human form you can do. You see, in other form, this cannot be done. Like humans can make cloth.
Can the animals or plant or mineral kingdom make it? No. They can't make it. Only the human brain can do all these things. We can do with this bhava. 52.
Tapasa vidyaya yuktah yogena su samadhina rishin rishi rishi kesah sasarja bhimata prajaha.
Now you see another type of creation is doing. Tapasa. Now see the mind of Brahmaji. Tapasa. Tapasa means by penance. Vidyaya, by worship. Vidyaya yuktaha. Yukta means engaged. His mind is engaged with tapas and vidyaya. Yogena susamadhina. Susamadhina, concentration of mind in bhakti. His mind is full of devotion. Bhakti and susamadhina, and with a nice meditation, what he created, Rishin Rishi. Rishin means Brahmaji created Rishi, Rishikesha, controller of senses. Sasarja Abhimata Praja. Sasarja means he created, Abhimata means bestowed, Praja means sons. So having equipped himself with tapa, adoration, mental concentration and absorption in bhakti accompanied by vairagya, and having controlled senses, Brahma in that mood created his most favored creatures, Rishi. Are you getting the state of mind of Brahmaji at the time of creation of Rishi? That mind which was seasoned with tapa, vidya, yogena yukta, susamadhina. At that time, he created Rishi. So, karma kand is meant for material and economic development. They keep body in good condition for cultivation of spiritual knowledge, vidya. Vidya. For gaining spiritual knowledge, Brahma created Rishi. Who will give you knowledge? Only Rishi or Muni can give you knowledge. For that, Brahmaji created that. Created Rishi. Who set the example of self-realization? They set the example of self-realization. How they were created? When his mind was in bhakti, tapa, senses were controlled, at that time he, and vidyaya, worship. Worship in the devotion. Last.
Te vaschai kai kasa swasya deha syam samadadajah yattat samadhi yogardhi tapo vidya virakti matan.
Te bhya, to them, eke kasaha, to each one of them. To each one of them, swasya own dehasya body ansa part adat means gave aja aja. Who is aja? Brahmaji. Brahmaji gave all these things. Yat samadhi yoga. Yoga means concentration of mind. Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga, Patanjali Yoga Sutra, concentration of mind. He gave yoga also, riddhi, supernatural power also, tapa, austerity, vidya, knowledge, virakti, dispassion, mata, possessing. So to each of them, Brahma gave parts of that body, mood, which was constituted of samadhi, yoga, nobility, tapa, worship, and detachment. So we have to, in case we want the self-realization, what we have to do is the absorption of mind in Lord by worship, by tapa. What is tapa? Manascha indriyanam. Manascha indriyanam.
Premal.
paramam tapa. Manasya indriyanam ekagraham paramam tapa. If you are able to make your mind and senses single pointed, that is the greatest tapa. So with this, we complete chapter number 20 and the Puspika Vakya says,
Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Paramahamsyam Samhitayam Tritiyaskandhe Vinshodhyayah.
So creation part is over. Now the next will be Kardamji's tapas and blessings by Bhagwan. That we will take up when we come back.
Next year.